Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know if this story is going to get us in trouble with the Facebook group called Tampa Bay Moms, but who posted this picture?
We can only hope.
But a pizza place in actually Seminole Heights called Hampton Station put up a sign, no children, on their front door. Troy, who I guess ran the start of the place in 2015, said it started out as a family-friendly eatery. But there were a lot of people who couldn't keep their kids under control. See it all the time. It drives me nuts. But he said it got so out of hand, and the kids were, you know, kids are going to get hurt. It's gotten dangerous. Therefore, no children allowed at his pizzeria, Hampton Station in Seminole Heights.
Hey, good for him, man. If that's what he feels like he needs to run a business, then everybody just shut up. Go eat pizza somewhere else.
There are a lot of pizza places.
Right.
That's a good point. That's true.
It's not like it's the only Brazilian churrascaria in a very big Brazilian, you know, populated part of town, and that's the only place mm-hmm. they could eat. That's not what the deal is. The dude was like, I have a business. We were family friendly. Kids were being dicks. I got sick of it. Parents weren't parenting. I said, you know what? Keep your kids out of here.
Right.
All good.
Well,
what are they complaining about?
Many parents, including mothers involved in a Facebook group called Tampa Bay Moms Group, don't agree with Taylor's decision.
Shut up. Get your own business and ban whoever you want to ban. How's that?
Is it a? I guess. Can you just ban a group like that? Isn't it like?
Yeah, ban everybody.
Isn't it the same as saying, well, I won't serve this type of person?
Nope.
If you say I won't serve kids, isn't it against their rights?
They don't have rights. They're kids.
Thank you. Little brats. Shut up and sit down. Why are you even getting pizza? You're lucky you get what you get. You're lucky.
When you're 12 or 10, you eat pizza all the time.
You're right. Lucky.
As a kid.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Boom.
Boom. That totally just happened. Monica, we boomed together.
We did.
We boomed.
Oh, my God.
A sign that says no children is too ambiguous, someone said about the band. Does that mean a man and his 12-year-old son can't come and watch Monday Night Football and eat pizza?
Yep.
Or does it mean no toddler-age children?
Both. Just get out of here. If you're a kid, and that means that you don't live on your own and pay your own rent and make decisions in life, then sit down and stay out. Get out. Shut up.
I think it should be children under the age of douche. So here's the bar. If you're it could fluctuate a little bit.
You're 2 years old. You are, aren't you?
You know what I'm saying? Because like, if you're that
you're
kid,
acting like it.
You know, you could have a 10-year-old that acts like a 20-year-old. That kid should be allotted.
Mm-hmm.
But if a 12-year-old acts like a douche, it's douche and under.
Check this out. Federal law says you can ban children.
Of course you can.
Well, don't say of course. Federal law usually says you can't ban and put Phil in a group. It's never a yes, but in this case, it is a yes.
You can't ban.
You can choose not to allow children.
Kids aren't people. Our people aren't kids.
I believe you're not allowed to ban based on religion, race, or something. I remember the dudes that run the, it was either Pat's or Geno's in Philadelphia. They did the Philly cheesesteak joints that right across the street from each other.
Mm-hmm.
One of them put a sign up like, if you don't speak English, we're not serving you. Simple as that.
Right.
Simple. And it made national news. But you know what those guys didn't do? They didn't serve anybody who didn't walk to the window speaking English.
Mm. But that was allowed because it had nothing to do with...
No, it wasn't allowed.
Oh, it wasn't.
But who was going to enforce it? The cops. You think the cops care?
Well, it wasn't about race or religion. That's what I was wondering.
Right. No, it was about language. I can't understand you. You're taking too long. This line needs to move. Mm. You got to go.
Says they don't want to see kids in there being noisy or messy. They're going to create an environment environment for adults only.
Listen,
oh, my God, I love that.
I have kids, and I get why he would want to operate a business like that.
I don't eat pizza, and I would go there. Like, just, it's a kid-free zone.
Just to hang somewhere without kids?
Yes.
You're mean.
Not mean.
So why is it different than adults-only resorts?
Exactly. There are pools in hotels on St. Pete Beach that have two different pools, or actually some of them three, where it's okay. You're not allowed. Kids are not allowed at this pool. I go to that one.
That's awesome.
That's freaking fantastic.
Yeah. Don't need no pee in my pool.
Right.
I would prefer that.
Plus, if I drop an F-bomb once in a while, the whole world doesn't stop with like a record needle on a damn record and look at me like I'm evil.
Does that happen to you a lot?
I mean, I don't go around.
It sounds like it might.
I don't go around always dropping F-bombs, but I also don't feel like just because you decided to breed, I have to watch my mouth. That's ridiculous. That's exactly what happens. The whole pool stops, looks at me, and I'm like, what? You're in a public environment. Just deal.
So let me ask you this, Raj. When's the protest?
There is no mention of a protest yet.
Of course there's going to be a protest. Mm-hmm. Damn it. We need media attention when we don't get our way.
The place is near family neighborhoods, though. And this is a place that families have gone to eat for a while.
Well, he's going to learn real quick. He's going to learn. He's taking a risk. He's taking a huge financial risk. Mm. If his business was based on family stuff and now you're going to keep children out of there, he's either going to go through the roof or he's going to die a death.
He'll go through the roof.
One or the other.
He's got a beer garden. Like, it's this place kind of leans adult anyway.
But it wasn't. It didn't always. From what you said before, it started out as a family-friendly dining.
That's how they described it.
Right.
But he does have a beer garden. So German and American craft brews, like that kind of thing. So
wait a second.
It might feel a little like
German
and American craft brews. That's what they described.
At a pizzeria?
That's correct.
This is what happens in Florida. See, this is what happens when everybody decides they want to get along. You can't have a German beer garden in an Italian restaurant.
Why not?
Because they don't get along.
Beer and pizza.
They got along in World War II.
Yeah, beer and pizza, yes, but the German beer garden and everybody with the Lederhosen and then the guys.
That's great. It's a United Nations pizzeria. It's fantastic. Yeah.
No.
Why you gotta have everybody hating?
Doesn't belong there. Doesn't belong there. Like pineapples on pizza. We had that discussion yesterday. That don't go.
So then at a beer garden that's in a pizzeria, you should have American craft brews and like the one or two Italian beers.
You should have Italian.
Just Italian beers?
Italian
is that it?
Italian beers, American beers,
that's
yeah. But I'm not saying you can't have a German beer. Like, I'm not saying you can't have a bottle of Beck's or half from Herfenhofen, but I'm not saying you can't have it. But you can't have a thing that's described as a German beer garden.
Yes, you can.
And not in a pizzeria, you can't.
You can, JP. There's nothing. It means everybody.
As he does.
And everybody likes it. Nobody's protesting it.
Those moms don't.
That's because of the kids.
And I'm, I'm with the moms.
They liked it before.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
No.
I have no horse in this race.
I would love to see you out there with a sign.
Yeah, okay.
Boy, with the moms. It never happened.
That'll happen.
So they're banning kids, and they're going to get away with it. And I do. I totally think their business will go up as guys, especially single guys and women, will be so happy to go there and know there's no kids. And couples without kids will really want to go there.
Exactly.
Imagine that. So there you go, Hampton Station in Seminole Heights.
A couple of weeks ago, I walked into a pizzeria, and there was like a team pizza party. I just wanted to go in and get two slices. No one was home. I was starving. I didn't feel like making anything. And I walk in, and right out. I went and got my pizza somewhere else.
They're nuts.
Families with kids can still go there. You can just carry out pizza, right? You can keep the kids at home.
That's true.
Go get a pizza and bring it.
Yeah,
so.
You know how that's going to go. Everybody's going to want to prove a point.
It's our right to go to the pizzeria. It's our right to sit in a booth.
You can't take
it's in the Constitution.
You can't take our pizzeria away. Can't do it.
Plus, if there's a beer garden, isn't that just a bunch of drunk? It's kind of like a mini bar. And so why are you bringing your kids into a bar anyway?
Pay some guys to get really drunk with big bellies hanging out, burping everywhere. There won't be a kid in sight. It's the Italian-German pizzeria.
See?
Ah.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, these musics.
What the hell is going on?
Right.
Come on down to the pizzeria.
What are you running here?
I got a pizzeria. I got to put the strawberry on the pizza.
No
strawberries.
We got lots of strawberry pizza for the kids.
Oh, no.
We throw it outside. We take the strawberry pizza. We throw it outside. You stay out there. You don't come in the pizzeria.
You know what happens?
You take the strawberry pizza. You eat it out there.
But you know what will happen? Great idea, though. The kids will have to wrestle the seagulls for the pizza.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they'll peck your eye out.
That's it. They'll have eyeless kids running all over the place.
I don't give a F. You think I can?
That's fine by me.
I don't care. What you want? You want a whole garden? Yeah. It's a whole garden and a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. German beer and pepperoni pizza. Hey, you have a wonderful place
come,
here.
Come in this room over here. We got the pizza. Come in this room. We got the beer garden. Put it, you stand in the middle, you get confused.
It's very confusing.
It's starting to sound like It's a Small World.
It is. Absolutely right. That's what happens when your boat is in between two countries. That's exactly what happens. Well, thank you
it's
for
a great place.
Explaining
we
it
got
to
no
us.
Kids. No kids in a pizzeria. Your pineapple pizza, your strawberry pizza, you're outside. Not inside. You want to be a kid, you go outside, you be a kid, you eat the strawberry pizza, you eat the pineapple pizza. Not in my place.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Take your kids and you stick them up where the sun don't shine.
So
got
angry.
It.
And you stick them outside where the sun shine. And you put the pizza on their head and you say, you're not welcome in the pizzeria.
Oh, you're very angry, but thank you.
He's so angry.
It's the kids. The kids will do that to a guy.
Yeah, that's right. Poor guy.
He was nice until the kids started.
Ziggy, ziggy, hi, ziggy, hey. Ziggy, ziggy, hi. Ziggy, ziggy.
It's close.
That's the German, right? That's right. What we do here.
It's kind of like
we
it.
Do the beer, we do the pizza.
Got it.
Well, thank you for coming here from your country and running a pizzeria.
What about the giant pretzels?
The giant pretzel, we got the giant pretzels too. You want a giant pretzel? How much you want?
Can you make a pretzel pizza?
I can make a pretzel pizza in a pizza crust. I make a you know, the German one too if you want. Schnitzel pizza you want?
Yeah.
We make everything.
Sauerkraut.
Don't bring your kids though. Leave them home.
You are very confused.
We don't want them here.
All right. We understand. You're just getting more angry. Listen.
There's just diapers everywhere.
I know.
The screaming, the crying, the diapers. Is anyone on a pepperoni pizza? You want pepperoni pizza? No, no pepperoni pizza. You want pepperoni, not pepperoni.
No kids.
1842.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's for one slice. Very expensive. For no kids, you got to pay.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Come on down.
Can't
we
wait.
Have a great time. No pepperoni pizza, just pepperoni. And a sausage. They got a schnitzel roll, too.
Or Roger and JP.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.